Hello, faithful friends. I'm your host, Amanda Jones. This is my first podcast and my first episode, He Called Me Faithful. And the reason for the title is because God literally did call me faithful. That was the new name that he gave me when I became a Christian. And we see this throughout the Bible when God gives people new names, like Abram to Abraham and Saul to Paul. And there's many others in the Bible as well. But one of the things that we did when I first became a Christian, which was through YWAM, which is Youth with a Mission. I guess I should back up a little bit. I wasn't walking with the Lord until I was 22. And when I was 22, I went to Youth with a Mission as a non-Christian, which is kind of funny. And I'll get into that story another time when I do my full testimony. But it was great and life-changing. And that's where I learned about hearing God's voice and spiritual warfare and just evangelism and lordship and just all of these foundational truths found in the Bible about God that a lot of us aren't always taught growing up, even when you grow up like in the church. So yeah, it was very life-changing for me and very amazing. And I think it was during our Holy Spirit week, we did this worship session, and they said that they were going to pray and that God was going to give us each a new name. So I was excited because I thought, well, was hopeful that I'd get like pure or beautiful or redeemed or I don't know, just something that I thought sounded nicer. But God, as soon as they, before she even finished the question, actually, God already spoke to me. He said faithful. And so I was like, oh, she hasn't finished the question yet, I'll just wait. And then she finished, and then they started playing worship, and he just kept saying faithful, faithful, faithful. And I was like, God, like, can I have another name? Like, I get it, like, you're saying faithful, but can I have another name as well? And he just kept saying faithful. So it was so beautiful. At the time, I didn't fully see the beauty in that. But now, walking with the Lord, it's been over a decade now, which is amazing. I'm 33. And yeah, it's just been so beautiful just to see how that has been true. Of course, there's lots of times I haven't been faithful to him and that I've messed up. But that's why I love in his word too. One of the first verses that I really clung to as a new Christian was 2 Timothy 2 verse 13. Even if we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. And that was just such a foundational verse for me, just a reminder of it's not about perfection. Like, obviously our goal is to be like Jesus and to keep growing in holiness and purity and all the things, but that all comes through just this beautiful divine relationship with the Lord and through pursuing him and his character. So it's not about doing it perfectly and walking perfectly. And he just has so much grace and mercy for us, which is so beautiful. So anyway, yeah, so I've seen this theme play out where anytime I've gone through anything since becoming a Christian, I've never doubted God. I've never doubted his goodness. I've never doubted his faithfulness, no matter what the circumstances. That's just not something I've ever struggled with or even debating if God's real. Like, since getting baptized, I've just known it. Like, it's like that other verse in the Bible, like, and you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. That's exactly how I felt. I felt like I could all of a sudden see the world for the first time. I felt like I had been looking at it from like a flat, like paper, I guess 2D surface. And then when I became a Christian, like, it just, everything burst into life and there was elevation and you could see just the whole world and just so clearly, like the evil forces and the light forces, and which is God, obviously, the light forces, and just how everything worked and how everything points to that too. Even movies was a big thing for me, just realizing superhero movies and stuff, like the reason we're so obsessed with having a hero and a savior is because that's literally in our blueprint. Like, that's how we were created, to find our savior and to be in relationship with him. So yeah, everything just became so, so clear for me in that season, and it was so beautiful. So since then, yeah, I've never struggled with like God's character. Like, I've always just believed and known that he is so, so good, and that no matter what happens in my life, no matter if things are turning upside down or going horribly wrong or I don't understand, I've never questioned him or his goodness. So I think that is a beautiful gift, and I think that's why he gave me that name. And that was just, yeah, just so beautiful for me. So yeah, this podcast is another act of that. I felt on my heart a few years ago to start this podcast, and I still hadn't, and I kept being like, oh, like maybe in a few months or maybe next week, or I'd start like writing certain episodes and being like, okay, I'm gonna start like once I have a few episodes down and like know exactly what I'm gonna say. And I kept kind of delaying, but yeah, there's no time like the present. So I'm just choosing to step forward and be faithful. I heard a good just talk last night that kind of reminded me of this as well. Just like, yeah, like I'm living for an audience of one, like an audience of God. And if I feel to do this, even if it seems weird or I seem unprepared or whatever it may look to anybody else, it doesn't matter, because if this is what I feel called to do, then I'm just going to step into it and kind of wing it and just trust the Lord and just trust the Holy Spirit and just pray always. Like, yeah, I prayed before this episode too. And yeah, the goal is just to help expand God's kingdom and to help people just grow in deeper relationship with God and just have a deeper understanding of who He is and who we are in Him and just the power that we do carry, so that we can walk in our full identity as victors and not victims, and as conquerors and as people that carry the gospel of peace, and that people that share, like want to share that with other people so that others can get set free, because it is such a selfless life when you come under Christ. It's about, yeah, elevating other people and helping other people find the Lord. And it is about you too, obviously. Like, number one is seek the Lord with all your heart, right? Like, that's the first command. And then love your neighbor as yourself. So loving God is our first. And that means that we are so valued as well, just on our own. Even if we did nothing for Him, we are so valued. And God would have died for me, even if I didn't do a single thing for Him my whole life. However, then it's actually me missing out, because we have this beautiful opportunity to partner with Him and walk with Him and help, like, see the lost saved. And there is just like no better adventure. Like, you can have all the comforts in your life, like maybe you have a good job and like a nice house and a good family and all these things, and you could just stay in that bubble the rest of your life as a Christian and just have fun with your family and have fun doing whatever you want and with the different amenities that life offers and comforts that life offers. But to me, that sounds so boring compared to the life that the Lord has for us. Like, it's exciting following the Holy Spirit, and it's exciting giving Him your yes when it's unknown waters. Like that song Oceans, that was our kind of YWAM song. It had come out recently at that time. And throughughout our YWAM, like my whole class, like that was kind of a foundational song for a lot of us. And it just, yeah, like you call me out upon the waters, right? Where my feet may fail. And that's the whole journey with the Lord, is just following His calling and stepping into obedience, especially when it's uncomfortable, because you know that there's so much beauty waiting on the other side. And even sometimes when you don't get to see the beautiful part of things He's called you to, if you've stepped out in it, I truly believe, like, when we get to heaven, you'll see like where certain seeds were planted and where certain conversations that you felt to have that maybe you think didn't have an impact, but you followed the Holy Spirit anyway, then maybe at the end, you'll see how that maybe changed that person's life course. Even if you never saw them again on this earth, in heaven, you'll, I feel like, be shown just how all these little seeds and little interactions and little steps of obedience and acts of faithfulness really did advance the kingdom. And just, yeah, just, yeah, it's just so fun. It's fun being with the Lord, and it's fun doing this, the adventure of life with the Lord. And I think even now, I'm a mom and a wife, so even those two roles, I've been married to my husband for 8 years now, and we've had a lot of ups and downs. And I think, again, without the Lord, it just would have been an entirely different marriage and experience, and we potentially wouldn't even be together, honestly. So it's just so beautiful to see how God, when we keep Him at the center and truly are pursuing Him and just listening to the Holy Spirit, just how He can redirect things and really renew our minds and help us walk differently. And that goes for kids too. I have three kids, a 6-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 3-year-old. And they are just so wonderful. But yeah, parenting is a whole nother journey, and I've just really leaned into the Holy Spirit in it. And there were times when maybe the normal thing, even in Christian communities, was like one thing, but I really felt in my spirit not to do that or to do things differently. And I just listened to that. I listened to the Spirit and my gut and my leading. And it's been really cool, because as I've continued in this walk, now reading other parenting books and listening to other podcasts just about like the mental development of kids and how all that works, it's all like supported and aligned with things that I had felt in my gut and in my spirit. So it's just really cool. Just so cool to walk with the Lord and just follow his leading and just see again his faithfulness. Like, it's not about me, it's not about us at all. Like, God is so faithful and loves us so much. So it's just so beautiful and such an honor to get to walk this life with him and have that relationship. And I really did feel empty before. There were times I thought I was full when I had everything the world said to have, but that was only when I was at the peak of like a party or like whatever that moment was. And then as soon as I was alone again, I felt truly alone and so empty. And it's just since becoming a Christian and getting baptized, I've never felt that. And it's like the most beautiful thing just to have this unconditional love and just knowing God is in your corner and that he is with you. And again, that doesn't mean we do things perfectly or that I've done things perfectly, but God redeems it. He redeems it all, even when we make mistakes. And it's just, yeah, the most wonderful journey. So yeah, I'm going to keep this one short, this episode, just because it's just kind of the intro and just what I'm all about. So I hope that something in here was encouraging to you, and I hope that you will tag along for the journey. The goal is to put out weekly podcasts, so we will, yeah, kind of see how that all goes. I homeschool as well and work a little bit, so there's a few juggling things here, but this is, yeah, again, just something I really felt on my heart, and I'm going to be faithful with it. So yeah, I hope you all have a wonderful day, and I would also challenge you, if you, yeah, haven't ever just asked God how he sees you. You don't have to word it as a new name, but you can ask him for a new name, but just ask him how he sees you and just listen, and he'll speak to you. Like, usually it's right away. For me, you just say, yeah, like, just God, like, how do you see me? And you'll, even right now, I just heard redeemed. So you'll just hear, he'll speak to you and he'll encourage you in your heart. So I would just challenge you to, yeah, just get in his presence and just listen to him. And yeah, just get comfortable with the uncomfortable, get comfortable with sitting in silence, get comfortable with, yeah, just waiting on a word for the Lord, from the Lord. God bless you all. May he bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious to you and give you rest. Thank you, friends.